Well, the news announced today by the NRL CEO, Andrew Abdo, is that two new teams are coming into the NRLW competition next year. The New Zealand Warriors return, and a new club will be the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs. New club when it comes to NRLW. They've been prominent in women's rugby league for some time, and it'll be the 90th anniversary of the Bulldogs in the men's competition next year. So it's a club certainly well-renowned, as we know, but breaking new water in terms of NRLW. Their CEO, Aaron Warburton, joins us on the line now. G'day, Aaron. How are you going?
Mate, couldn't be better, Andrew. Thanks for having me on.
Am I right? This has been in the works in terms of the Bulldogs club for a couple of years now, or at least 12 months anyway.
Yeah, we put the official application through in September last year, but that sort of EOI process was at least 6 months. And then if you go back 12 months when our Pathways program really started sort of forming, we had aspirations from day one of this day, and it's finally here and we couldn't be happier.
And that's been a massive thing for your club too, Aaron, hasn't it, is developing young female rugby league players. I know both your junior teams are going particularly well at the moment. In the Sydney comp last year, reached the grand final with some big profile players there as well. But that pathway system seems to be something you guys have worked very hard on.
Yeah, look, whether it's male or female programs, it's tested, it's proven. It isn't a quick fix. Like most things in life, if you want sustained excellence, particularly there's so many variables when it comes to developing rugby league careers and teams and clubs, we're just sticking to what we know here at Canterbury. And those pathway programs have already started sort of bearing fruit and making two grand finals last year, like you said, but also sort of sitting in first and second spot is, it's not all about taking titles at that level, but when you do finish up the top end and the talent remains at the club, they're just good indicators that we're on the right path.
And that was the question I was going to ask you, Aaron. Obviously, being a Sydney-based club and having that much talent in your junior teams, it's well known because of how well they're going. How do you actually ensure that you secure the best players that are coming through those pathways?
Yeah, it's an ongoing challenge, there's no doubt. We're a small junior league in comparison to some of our Sydney rivals. We've got about 3,500 juniors. But what we do is, we've got some key differentiators in our area, and we're a very multiculturally diverse part of Sydney, and we double down on that. So we talk to inclusiveness. We talk to, what our vision is as being that family club. And look, it's there's a lot of work that goes behind the words, and words are simply that without actions. But it's been working for a long time at this club. And when you look at the years that we haven't done so well, it's when we've gone away from what we know works.
So, Aaron, the women's game obviously only kicked off in 2018 NRLW. However, I know that the Bulldogs, they put a team into the New South Wales Women's Premiership with the express thought of getting an NRLW team in the competition in the very near future. Did you expect that it was going to happen this quickly? And also, what are the key things you're going to focus on to build your squad for 2025?
Yeah, it's a great question, because we were asking ourselves the same thing. We put so much effort in terms of people hours into the pitch deck. But once we started building it out, we started proving to ourselves that we were, in our mind, the front runner for this, because we'd done so much work organically building this, sort of knowing that the NRLW was the end goal, is to make sure that we had a full pathways all the way through to the top tier. But like I said, once we started really conceptualising this and saying and talking to our people, because we built our pitch deck so much input from so many people, from players, from parents, from staff, from former players. But to your second part of the question, so much of that is unknown now. So now we've got the license, we're really thinking about, okay, there's so many decisions, so many answers we want. We don't need them today, but we do need to know them in the next couple of months. But that's the next challenge for us, is to make sure that we've got a competitive outfit from year one.
And how do you merge that with the NRL side of things and ensuring that you're tapping into all the expertise, both in physical development right through to strategic development and systems of play? Is that going to be a united approach?
It will be. A lot of our research is when it hasn't worked at some of our competing clubs is when you have the different programs in silos. And look, there'll be differentiators between the groups where they'll need to, particularly around training times and different requirements when it comes to preparation. But having a united front where we have shared resources, whether that's across strength and conditioning, whether that's across recruitment, is we've got some really good people in the building. They've got us to where we've got to now is to not, you know, move away from, you know, the insights of our people. But in saying that, it'll be a really good opportunity to take check of where we're at and say, okay, what we're doing, how can we improve? But because we have so many good minds in the business, we'd be silly not to tap into them.
And Aaron, what do you think was one of the things that set you apart from the rest of the applications that came through? And what will the women's base look like? Will they be based at Belmore? Will they be based somewhere else? Like, will they be? What will that look like? How will that sort of logistical side of things work?
Yeah, so I'd say one of the key selling points for us was the work that we'd already done. So we didn't approach this presentation with these are all the things we're going to do. It was more on these are the foundations we put in place and this is what we're going to continue to do. And a lot of that, I'll be honest, has come down to a lot of dollars and cents. And when I say, you know, comparative to some of the other projects, particularly without an NRLW team, our budgets were probably sitting around that of an NRLW franchise without actually having one. So we showed that we wanted to put the right people in place. We wanted to give our athletes the right care and training. That's both on and off the field. I think that was a big differentiator and to our, you know, our unique catchment when it comes to our Canberra Bankstown LGA, super unique, very hard to compare to other parts of Sydney. So I think those two things alone put us in the position we're in now. Belmore, we're fortunate. We've got a really neat facility here at Belmore, although it's pretty aged. We do have a $50 million facility on the horizon. So built at Belmore Sports Ground, built on the historic hill at Belmore, a three-level, 4,000-square-metre facility on top of our Pathways program on the western side. So we'll not only have one of the largest facilities, we'll have 9 to 10 squads moving through the exact space that we're working at today, but just in a reboosted sort of format.
And to any aspiring NRLW players that want to play for the Bulldogs or to any players out there who might be listening, sell yourself. Why should they become a Canterbury Bulldog?
Yeah, we've got some players to sign, that's for sure. We look, I think so many of those girls and ladies will come from within, to be honest. We've got you know, so much positive feedback today alone from our athletes around how excited they are, what that looks like, particularly as they finish the Pathways comps into the New South Wales Championship kicking off in a few months' time. But in saying that, if we do need to recruit, and we likely will from a couple of key positions, is to be part of something special. You mentioned at the start of this call, our 90th year will be bolstered with year zero when it comes to our women's program. And I think that's pretty special to be part of something from basically startup. We're a 90-year-old startup, and no other team can say that.
Do you need an old front rower?
Oh, here we go. Job application time.
I'm pretty fit today, Aaron. I'm dropped some kegs. I'm feeling fit. That's a joke. I'm definitely not coming back.
Yeah, but there's coaching position. Hello. just before we let you go, Aaron, switching to the NRL for a moment, we spoke to your NRL coach, Cameron Serraldo, last Sunday after that great day at Belmore last week for your club. Yeah. Just tell us, not only for the players, how different a week that's been with such a nice victory under the belt, but office staff, everyone involved with the club, after a, you know, 0-2 start to the year and a rough couple of years, to get a win like that, what does that do around the place?
It makes, you know, that week a lot easier, I won't lie. We're pretty resilient here where, you know, we haven't had too many wins on a consistent basis over the past couple of years, but the staff have remained pretty resilient. But to see, you know, the team, Cameron, everyone inclusive, they deserve that one. They defended like they had the first 2 weeks. They just sort of, you know, found an extra leg in the last 20 minutes to keep the Titans to zero. And, yeah, look, rolling into the Rabbits, we need that momentum. We know they've got their backs against the wall and going to be a blockbuster like every Good Friday clash is.
Yeah, we'll be there calling that. Can't wait for that one tomorrow. And then the following Friday night, I think we're doing your game. It's a 6 o'clock game at Stadium Australia where there's an anniversary of that grand final against the Roosters from 2004, right?
Yeah, that's right. They're such a connected group. So that 2004 outfit talk regularly on WhatsApp. They've got, you know, catch-ups throughout the year planned. And we've planned some pretty special things, including a mark of respect by way of the jersey we'll wear against the Roosters. We're going to get the whole 2004 squad together with our team on the Thursday night before the game. It's going to be a pretty special time. And it's just, I think it spins a lot of people out when you think that grand final was 20 years ago.